I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Hariom, everybody, and welcome to ET Yoga. I think we've got a great show for you tonight. As usual, jam-packed with information. We'll be taking a journey down the Nile with Toth and some interplanes, and as well, we'll be passing on some more information concerning Egyptian healing rods. But before we go to the main part of the program, a couple things on our list here is to remind everyone that you can call in questions toll-free. And that's in the United States at 888-876-5227. That's 888-876-5227. And in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's in Canada, 888-815-9756. I'd like to begin this evening by passing on the quote of the week, and that would come from Bashar. And Bashar's quote is, "Outer circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. What state of being do I prefer? If I prefer the state of being of joy, then act on the situation from that perspective." Now, the powerful aspect of this quote is also explained by Bashar when he says that our persona involves our higher self, our brain, in the rational mind, and that the higher self is the part of us that conceives and conceives ideas. And the brain is the receiver of ideas, and the rational mind is the perceiver of ideas. And thus, that particular quote is a communication from and to your higher self. Now, many times, communication from the higher self comes in the forms of intuitions or urges or just kind of feelings. But in this particular case, it's actually kind of a mantra that actually is a communication to and from your higher self. So if at any time you'd like to reconnect, that's the way to do it. And the quote again is, "Outer circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. What state of being do I prefer? If I prefer the state of joy, then act on any situation from that perspective." I'd also like to pass on a very powerful technique that Bashar is also sharing at this time, and he prefaced the information that he shared by saying that he needed special permission to make this available to us at this particular time in history. And the technique can be found at www.bashar.org, and it can be found on one of the tapes that are called Core Beliefs and Transforming Core Beliefs. And the particular technique actually involves a jagged spiral, and the meditations that are involved and the instructions are absolutely amazing. And I'm passing this on as a hint for those that like to follow up on hints. And I did the process for about 120 days, and it was truly amazing and truly a powerful technique. Actually, it's billed as being a technique that at the between the 90th and day and beyond that events become so amazing that amazing becomes the norm. And I'd like to pass this on to our listeners tonight for those that would like to really take part in an actual process that's taught by an extraterrestrial. And now I'd like to move on to the main portion of our show this evening, which will deal with Thoth and the pyramids of Thoth. Now, Thoth, as most of us recognize, was the engineer behind the Great Pyramid, and he was also the author of the Emerald Tablets. And I know that many people in the New Age have become familiar with those works. Now, this evening, I'm going to quote from Thoth material that begins like this. I am linked to the Great Pyramid as a creational force, having come here through the gates of the 12 Pyramid Matrix. Many will remember and quote my teachings in texts, scrolls, stone tablets, keys of knowledge, or encoded genetic memories to be found at the end of a cycle. I have entrusted my original teachings to those who were my priests and priestesses, who must one day restore this knowledge in full definition. At that time, they shall incarnate as the teachers and healers of their timelines. This information shall be found at the end of a cycle which transcends time and space, and they shall remember, and I shall help and guide them. If you have come to this place, you have come to the temple which will take you to 12 pyramids of light. I am here to tell you a story of 12 pyramids that came through that which you call the dark void to enter this physical world and create a physical reality in which souls can experience. At the time of my writings, these 12 pyramids stood on the earth plane placed there by design. Though each pyramid may appear to the human eye to look like the others, be certain that each one is unique in frequency and purpose. Within each of the 12 pyramids, there were three entities for a total of 36 creational forces. And these 36 forces set down upon the earth life forms of different shapes and designs. They used energies of light and tones of crystals to create. When the 16 were complete, they left the surface of the planet in their pyramids and remained outside of the physical planet, where they created a grid system which linked together all things on and off the planet. This was in the form of a matrix, or web. At that time, I, Thoth, who would be a scribe and teacher within the matrix, came to this place and wrote this book for you to find at this time. Within the book are your keys. A great pyramid was built by my design on the surface of the planet. It would be a duplicate of that which is above. And I would come through this pyramid many times in many forms to guide and teach the souls who would come to this place. Your coming here has unlocked the door for those who were the priests and priestesses of a time once entered in the story of humanity. We shall journey to the 12 pyramids that wait beyond this reality, yet holds its creation in place. The first pyramid is presently located in the grid over the area you would call Antarctica, which would be considered a portal to other planetary systems. The soul who oversees this pyramid goes by the frequency Xerxeneus. The function of this pyramid is to create and guide experiences linked to the comings and goings of extraterrestrial entities who were part of the history of planet Earth. And there were many entities from these far away worlds that were once part of the story of your planet, their journeys encoded within the matrix by Xerxeneus and his two assistants. Their souls having experienced through the energy of this pyramid as those who come from Sirius, Mars, Nibiru, Orion, Lyra, the Pleiades, Andromeda, Arcturus, Vega, Venus, Jupiter, among others familiar to you. And so the storylines would read that these entities came to the planet in great spaceships and interacted with those who lived on the planet, in the water, and below the surface. And there was created a tale of great spaceship buried beneath a giant lion who serves as a marker. And similar stone markers were left on every place created in the heavens which linked to the Matrix. The experiences in other worlds are as real as your soul experience at this time on planet Earth. Those souls would carry the memories of these distant worlds often as a truer reality than that which they came here to embrace. And when this book is found, the ice shall melt from this place, revealing starships created by this pyramid, left behind as reminders of their work and interaction on your planet. And the energies of this pyramid shall still be read in the matrix of this total creation and experienced by those who would come to these creational forces for guidance. And Xerxenius shall guide their souls through this matrix so they may remember and join with other expressions of their creation. And soulmates shall meet in many worlds and forms, and they shall join in union, then be thrust apart to once again rejoin in other alien forms. And Xerxenius shall continue to create tales of other worlds for those who direct him to such realities. You need only place your consciousness within the boundaries of this pyramid, and you shall understand all that is created that is extraterrestrial. Once you have entered the halls of the Antarctica Pyramid, you will understand all that you have experienced in other forms. There is a pyramid in frequency in the grid over the area you call your Far East. Those who have connected with this pyramid may call it Shambhala and connect it with Tibet and the teachings of Tibetan masters. The soul who oversees this pyramid goes by the frequency Suli. This is the creational pyramid which connects us with our spiritual wisdom and knowledge. It is within this pyramid that spiritual teachings are created based on the needs of each culture as it evolves. And it was my job as scribe to see to it that these teachings were recorded through oral traditions in sacred texts and scrolls within the energies of crystalline bodies, in stone formations, in hieroglyphs and pictographs, in channeled manuscripts and other art forms. It is in this pyramid that the entities known as spiritual masters and teachers, angels, gods and goddesses, and spiritual guides originated. Many souls will have memories of arriving on planet Earth through this pyramid, then taking the form of Tibetan monks. It is written that these teachers have secret scrolls hidden away since the dawn of mankind. These teachings can be found within the matrix of this pyramid, given in keys at the end of this cycle. Enter now this pyramid where these scrolls await you. Join with the energies of the three creators of this matrix. Read their words, heed their messages, then you will know. On our journey through the matrix, one of the pyramids we come upon is both vague and fluid in density. The Lemurian pyramid is one of two pyramids that create a storyline about a reality that supposedly once existed in third dimension, but has evolved to the fifth dimension. The soul who oversees this pyramid goes by the frequency Teko Parima. The Lemurian pyramid creates the illusions of dimensions or levels of reality. The pyramid can be found in the grid over the region known as the Pacific Ocean. It has sometimes been viewed by passing sailors on long voyages in the open seas as they move between the portals of their minds and those of reality. They have seen such a pyramid before them. The true nature of this pyramid is to maintain and enforce awareness of higher levels of experience. For if mankind can understand that there is more than just his physical expression, he will be in readiness to move to his next level of consciousness, believing that his Lemurian ancestors rose to those very heights. Go thee now to this pyramid of Lemuria. Join forces with those who create this matrix. Understand the nature of higher creation in this sea of celestial evolution. The pyramid over the grid of Mexico is the Pyramid of the Keys. The matrix you see within it moves outward to join with those created by the other 11 pyramids. It was here that I met the soul who oversees this pyramid. You know him as Enoch, keeper of the keys. Within the pyramid, keys and symbols are created in accordance with the laws of creation, and these keys are carried throughout the matrix, combining all wisdom and knowledge within their design. And these keys are of an endless number. They fit together as the pieces of a giant puzzle, forming the totality of what humanity has experienced. In dream time and meditation, one moves within the matrix, attracting the keys that synchronize with needed experiences. And Enoch created keys of wisdom and knowledge to lead the souls into higher consciousness. Then he placed his keys within the matrix to be found by those who were chosen, so they may teach humanity about the changes that occur at the end of a cycle. And the two souls who assist Enoch operate and maintain the keys, for now the keys have been found and the information unlocked. Come now and join me within the halls of this pyramid, as there are keys that will return you to your natural state of being. You will recognize these keys. They will open your mind and your soul. The pyramid in the grid over Europe creates the great mythologies for the souls to experience. The soul who creates through this pyramid goes by the frequency Triogenes, the storyteller. He is one who can capture the imagination of one soul or all souls as he weaves the patterns of his stories throughout the energies of the matrix. These patterns would appear to repeat in cycles, each with its own cast of characters, incorporated in a body of work that would have no beginning nor end, but would weave forever, creating new stories. Woven into the fabric of each myth are the keys of the creational process. These myths would be regarded as the great mysteries of the creation of humanity. And these myths would take on many dimensions and lessons in which the souls could select one or more roles. Myths are not bound by space nor time and may be entered as the souls may desire. Let us enter the halls of the pyramid of mythological rendering. There you will be able to interact in all myths at the same time by merely placing your consciousness into their matrix. For it is here that I, Thoth the scribe, write many of the storylines as dictated to me by the souls. Perhaps you and I can create a myth of our own. For in truth, all is myth. Myth is all. There is a pyramid of dreams. The soul who creates through this pyramid is known as the Dream Keeper. The Pyramid of Dreams is located in the grids over Australia. It is within the energies of this region that the chosen priests and priestesses incarnated to guard and protect the creational knowledge stored within the matrix of dream time. This knowledge is given in keys during dream time to those ready to access it. Once the key is given, the soul may return to the physical with the ability to move back and forth between realities. And that soul shall understand how to create in dream time and how that creation becomes manifest in the physical. When souls go to their place of sleep time, it is there that they may meet the Dream Keeper. Within his matrix, they may select experiences just as they do in their physical time. The Dream Keeper takes the souls to his matrix of never-ending dreams, where anything can happen, and usually does. And here, the souls can fly and be free. All souls visit the Dream Keeper and are linked to his matrix by way of their dream experiences. And the Dream Keeper helps them resolve problems and teaches the souls the true nature of their experiences. And some will see this dream time as the truer reality, as for it is as real as anything else within the matrix. Some souls have great difficulty returning to their other conscious realities, as the dream matrix allows them the freedom they seek. A part of all souls remains connected to the matrix and the Dream Keeper, to reconnect once again when the physical body rests. Close your eyes and relax your mind. Remove yourself from your physical form. Come with me now to meet the Dream Keeper, where everything and anything is possible. The pyramid that is located in the grids of Canada and the Arctic region is the Pyramid of Wisdom. The keeper of this pyramid is known by the frequency Sophia Hokmat, creator of all knowledge. For I, Thoth, have written her words of wisdom, taking them from their creation and light and placing them within my scrolls, that humanity would understand their meaning. And with this understanding, fear would be erased, and they would evolve to their natural state of light. Sophia creates an ever-expanding body of knowledge throughout the matrix, which the souls may enter. There they may study the natural laws of creation, then learn and develop their abilities to think and understand that which is occurring in their realities. Would that they understand that all things move in cycles, and these cycles move within each other for greater experience. As the souls move from one experience to the next, so do they move from one cycle to the next, gaining understanding of the complexity of all things and their part of the whole. For it is in Sophia's matrix that the souls understand the connection of all things to this matrix, to the 12 pyramids, and to the central source that acts as a hub in the center of all of this, the creational energy that gives life to the 12 pyramids, and all that they create as expressions of the geometric design. It is here they understand how a soul is created and how that soul can manifest in many realities at the same time, taking knowledge from the matrix with each experience. Within the pyramid, one can create and access great wisdom by a mere thought, and that thought is linked to all other thoughts which bind the souls together, and that in one nanosecond of your timeline, all information is learned and understood by all. Much of this knowledge is relayed from the grids to the human vehicle through a system of energy wheels known to you as the chakra system. It is now time to travel to the halls of knowledge created within the Pyramid of Light. You will combine your mind and consciousness with the matrix. Then you will understand all things in your world. The pyramid that is in the grid over the Middle East is the focal point for the first story of humanity. You would know this place as the cradle of civilization, the story of Adam and Eve and their descendants. It is from this pyramid that a tale was told of the first humans who came to play on Earth's soil and give it life. Their very existence would be created as a metaphor for the creational patterns of humanity's earliest roots. And the sacred symbols of this creation would be genetically encoded into those who would come to be part of this land. For it is these souls who would awaken at the end of this cycle to lead the others into the next creation. The Middle East would carry the frequency of this information throughout the cycle. Much blood would be shed by the keepers of the secrets and their descendants on this soil where creation was said to spring forth. It is in this region that the Lords of Light and Darkness would play out their earliest games, battles that would continue until the end of this cycle and the beginning of a golden age of light, to be brought forth by the keeper of this pyramid, one known as Tashira El Amun. Tashira El Amun will embrace the souls and take them to the pyramid where they would find healing from all they had endured on their earth journey. And there would be a new beginning. A new tree of life would spring forth from this pyramid and its matrix joining with the other 11 pyramids of creation. Darkness would return to light. And the souls would be free and healed. It is time for humanity to return to this pyramid, to heal in the womb of creation, to move through its matrix of geometric shapes and understand how the first man and woman were created. The pyramid that is in the grid over the United States brings in the return of the feminine energies. The soul who oversees this pyramid goes by the frequency Isis, for she is the feminine aspect in all that moves through the matrix. It is she who expresses herself in the form of the Earth Mother, she who is creatrix of life and evolution, she who sends energy to the matrix that perpetuates the reality in which souls may manifest. She who has no permanent form but that of light, it is she that you knew as Sekhmet and Hathor, among other creational forces. It is she who creates from her pyramid, weaving her creation into the fabric of time. Her energies move through the matrix, touching all that is in creation, all that flows through consciousness, all and everything that is both old and new, for they are one and the same. From her pyramid, she brings the matrix full circle, creatrix and destroyer all in one. Travel with me to the pyramid of the feminine, she who now returns to planet Earth to express herself in the light harmonics of creation. The pyramid over Egypt links with the pyramid of time and illusion. It is run by Itoth, or Hermes, the trickster and master of the game. The 12 pyramids moved into position and began to create consciousness and physical form based on geometric patterns that moved in cycles. To mark these cycles, a geophysical time place was created on the Earth's surface. It linked to the matrix through a portal of energy. This portal was created by the 12 pyramids in their likeness and was placed on the center of the planet. It would be known as the Great Pyramid and would maintain the illusion of time. And the cycles would be calibrated by the number 12 based on the 12 pyramids of creation. These would be known as the cycles of time, which would be experienced by each evolving civilization. And these timepieces would work in synchronicity with the pyramids and the matrix. The gears of these clocks would be round and seen as wheels within wheels, or clocks within clocks, marking cycles within cycles. And these cycles would appear to begin and end as they move through the synchronicities of their creation. As keeper of time, I would perpetuate the illusion of the cycles of time. It is my job to recalibrate each cycle, wherein time would take on a new dimension. And thus ends our journey down the Nile with Thoth. It would only seem fitting to connect it to this particular information. A little bit more information concerning the Egyptian healing rods. And I've mentioned this in some of the previous shows that I have used these particular tools for over a year, and I certainly highly recommend them. And I know many of us have seen pictures of the ancient Egyptians, and it would appear that they were holding scrolls. But upon closer look, many of those pictures, the Egyptians were actually holding Egyptian healing rods. And the Egyptian rods are sacred healing and self-ascension tools that were known only to a narrow circle of initiates long ago. Their history goes far back to the depths of centuries, and a thick curtain of mystery covers their origin. We are living in a crucial time on the eve of a new era, and we believe the Egyptian healing rods have been returned to us on this planet now just for these incredible times. The rods are energetically conditioned in a 72-foot high pyramid outside of St. Petersburg, Russia. The rods and the energy of the pyramid, based on sacred geometry, become synergized, making them powerful healing and transformational tools. They are cutting-edge technology of the 21st century, rediscovered from ancient Egypt. With regular use of the rods, the blood flow increases, the mind becomes clearer, and vital energy becomes more balanced. A more powerful biofield is created around the body, shielding it from negative energy. As the body heals, the rods add increased benefits of improved vision, healing, sense of smell, general sensitivity, and enhanced intuition. The immune system becomes strengthened, and all the body systems work at a more optimum level. Mental and psychic abilities such as telepathy, clairvoyance, and connection with the flow of life force are more easily attained with the use of Egyptian healing rods. And Sri Ramtha actually has a CD out, and as I was going through a particular meditative technique that he had recommended, it's mentioned there that some of the current Russian research has indicated that 5 to 7 minutes utilizing the Egyptian healing rods is equal to in half an hour of acupuncture. So you can imagine that like a 15-minute session would be like getting an hour of acupuncture every day. Now, there is a cost, obviously, with the healing rods, and at the time that I purchased, they were about $300. But I think that very well worth it. And, of course, as most things that are coming out these days, there's, you know, the disclaimer that they're not supposed to take the place of your doctor, nor take the place of, you know, or to specifically cure any diseases. These are just out there kind of available. However, Polish bioenergetic doctor Marek Stawiski reports, one zinc rod quartz can be successfully used by ill people for self-immune therapy. Holding the rod for 8 to 15 minutes has caused a slow increasing of vital powers, immunity increasing up to 100%, and regulating of the energy in the chakras. The energy generated during the first use of the rod has kept the organism of those people in homeostasis or balance for 2 to 3 days. Holding the rods for 1 to 2 minutes is enough to maintain the same level of energy for the next 48 hours. And Moscow astropsychologists Irina and Michael Kosh on the positive manifestation ability of the rods. The rod's quartz strengthen the psychic abilities of a person so powerfully that even without any special training, it is possible to materialize the objects of mental efforts in pretty short periods of time. For example, we have watched the so-called bringing into life of desires using the rod's quartz within a week. However, as a rule, one should count on the results of the materialization or manifestation during one lunar month. Moreover, a ritual, selecting the time and the particular conditions of a session with the rods, is of great importance. So I guess what we're seeing here is that there's not only a connection between healing, but there's also a great connection with respect to the psychic abilities and a subject that many of us are quite interested in, which is creative manifestation or reality creation. And the Egyptian rods, for those who are interested in more information about them, you can find that at www.egyptianhealingrods.com. And I would also state that I think the most obvious benefit to me has been the opening of chakras and stimulating the immune system. And for those that would like to make this as a connection to a potential healing tool as it relates to some of the to tumors, I know that Kira Ra, and that's Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, at ascension.com. Kira Ra had a fairly large tumor and utilized the quartz rods number 3, and I believe that within about 6 months that tumor did not exist. So I think for those that are looking for a very credible source of referral there, that that story was would be quite impressive. And not to portray this as a cure-all, but I do know that with respect to some people and looking for alternative treatments to cancer, certainly the Egyptian healing rods, in particular the quartz rods number 3, are the tool of choice. And at my website, MaxwellGreenSite.com, that's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, Green as in the color site.com, and that site is known as Healing the Known and the Unknown. I do, in my ebooks, have a special section on cancer for those who are interested in some of the New Age approaches towards dealing with this particular situation. And I also go into quite an emphasis with respect to the mental aspect of this and the inner work that's necessary to have a positive outcome. And one of the first places, the very first place that I start in my recommendations is to throw a positive spin on the situation. And that's based on the theory that positive meaning in, positive experience out. And I truly believe that any dis-ease can be healed through doing the proper inner work in conjunction with some of the newest healing technologies that are out there, such as the Egyptian healing rods. Another of the my recommendations is the Atlantean healing technologies of Earl B. Hall and his Trinity table, and he has a chamber. He also has the Metatron tapes, which is a complete audio system that deals with healing and sound. And in addition, a lot of the natural products that are available today. And some of those would include Pau D'Arco or Tahibo tea. In fact, Earl actually advertises Tahibo or Pau D'Arco tea as a cancer cure on his website. And he also, I know he has many links on the net, but one of the particular links that he has deals with a lot of research that's been done at Tokyo University and some amazing results, and he even lists about 22 or 23 different kinds of cancers that Tahibo tea has been effective. And this is a natural herb from South America. I am not certain if it has monatomic elements, but based on the things I've heard, I don't know that it's ever been tested for that, but it would certainly seem to fit the bill there. And for those who were listening to the program last week, I mentioned the Budwig diet that involves the monatomics of rhodium and iridium as they're found in flaxseed oil. And the combination with that, with cottage cheese, has been another one of the popular methods. And I do know of people that have tried a four-pronged approach towards their cancer situation by utilizing the Budwig diet, Pau D'Arco tea, Egyptian healing rods, and the Metatron tapes from Earl B. Hall at Atlantean Healing Technologies. And like so many other techniques and ways, nothing's 100% cure, but certainly your belief is huge in any method of healing, and certainly a lot of people have found those combinations to be very successful. Now, in relation to that, since we're on the topic of health, one of the things that keeps coming up and up again are the foundational processes of health. And it seems amazing that most of them are so simple, and yet many people aren't availing themselves of some of these just very basic things. Certainly pure water being very important, oxygenation. For those that are not doing yogic pranayams, would highly recommend yogic pranayams. And actually, in my ebooks, I do devote about 5 to 7 pages explaining a series of breathing techniques, pranayamas, as taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda, because I find that he was very expert advice and very clear in the teachings with respect to pranayams. And further exercise, obviously, is another one of those basics of health. Elimination of stress and lightening up of the diet. And, of course, lightening up the diet is kind of a nice way to say it. It's time to eliminate the red meats and all meats, ideally. And when these foundational processes are followed, that sets the foundation for a healthy existence. And another one of the foundational aspects, according to Bashar, is a thorough detoxification of the body. Now, I know that 20, 30 years ago, when I know a lot of our listeners were going through the 60s in the United States, there were lots of really good ideas at those times, and I never recalled the detoxing as being one of them. However, since that time, the information that I'm given is that shortly after World War II, the cancer rate was 1 in 20, now it's 1 in 3. And for the most part, there were, back in those days, 70% of the population was healthy, and now that figure is somewhere around 2 or 3%. So clearly there's been some radical changes in the overall health of the population. And why is that so? Well, according to people like Bashar and Dr. Schultz from the American Botanical Pharmacy in California, much of this is due to the toxicity in our world today, that we are living in a very highly toxic era, both from the food sources as well as in the skies and in the water. And the overall effect of this is an overburdening of the immune system by toxic elements. And I keep pointing out to people on this show that both Dr. Schultz and Bashar concur that thorough detoxification can eliminate immediately about 85% of physical ailments. Now, if you really think about that on a mass scale, I mean, I try to visualize 85% of health problems disappearing, and what a huge savings of public money that would be. Certainly more and more people are becoming involved with detox programs, and not that there is just one program, but I have to say that I've been following Bashar's teachings for a couple of decades, and one of the I've only heard him actually recommend four products, and actually only one's a really a product and the other three are books. Bashar has recommended the American Botanical Pharmacy, and in his opinion, the materials that they use there for their detox programs, they have the brain, colon, kidney, prostate, liver, for all the areas of the body, and in conjunction with providing the body with the nutrients that it needs. And that can also be found at the American Botanical Pharmacy in the form of superfood. And for those who are looking for a way to drop a few extra pounds, you can take superfood and not eat anything else for a while. So that's another a key for a lot of people, that they're looking to keep up their strength, but at the same time, drop a few extra pounds. And the other products, by the way, or books that Bashar recommended was Cosmic Voyage. Cosmic Voyage is a book that was done by a remote viewer, and the remote viewer apparently is quite accurate. According to Bashar, about 95% of the information in that particular book, Cosmic Voyage, is accurate. And the other two books that I've heard Bashar recommend were Journey of Souls and Destiny of Souls. So if you're looking to take a hint from Bashar, there's some pretty good ones to follow up on, and I have done so, and I would highly recommend those. And so this evening we've kind of hinted upon Egyptian healing rods, tied that into the journeying the inner planes with the pyramids of Thoth, and now to sort of head towards the last few minutes of our program, I'd like to again put a little bit of an ET spin on tonight's program. Apparently there's been lots of crop circle activity going on. In fact, that very powerful technique that I alluded to earlier in the program that you can find at Bashar.org with respect to the crop circles, it's a connection actually to the transforming core beliefs and core beliefs, that one of the techniques used in that particular program of Bashar's is called the Jagged Spiral, and there was in July actually a Jagged Spiral crop circle that's very, very similar to the one that Bashar is sharing with us. And actually, I got an email today from Patricia Corey, and for those who aren't familiar with Patricia, Patricia is the author of the Syrian, I call it the trilogies because there's three of them, but it's the Syrian Revelations, and she mentioned that there's some just amazing new crop circles. So if you haven't gotten up to date with the latest on that particular subject, then I highly recommend checking out the newest there. And apparently Patricia has made some comments concerning some of those as well. And I haven't had a chance to get at the internet since receiving her message. But and as you know, Patricia also has her own show, Beyond the Matrix, that's also on BBS Radio. And relating to the crop circles, I know a number of people have mentioned to me during the week about faked crop circles, and I'm certain there are faked crop circles, and maybe quite a few of them, but one of the things that has come to my attention is that the ones that are not faked cannot be reproduced by modern science. So we're looking at a whole new science here that hasn't been discovered yet. So for those that want to take an objective look at this particular subject, I think if you do the research, you'll come to that same conclusion. And one of the people that I try to refer others to is Janosch and Janosch's Sacred Geometry and the crop circles of Janosch. And you can still download some beautiful crop circles. He actually puts a color to the ones that are seen in the fields. And I believe it's called HemiSync is a new product. It was the product of the year last year. And it is actually those colored crop circles, but animated. And there is a cost for those. But on Janosch Sacred Geometry, and that's Janosh, you can still download about 35 or so beautiful crop circles that are all emit a certain vibration that is different from the others and does help to stimulate dormant DNA as well. And one of the techniques I think that's really valuable with the crop circles is to place crop circles outside of water because water is a perfect reflector of consciousness, and because these crop circles do reflect high levels of consciousness and are very beneficial to us, that those vibrations in our water will be also beneficial to us. And I know the term Shalanaya is one that I hope to continue to repeat on ET Yoga, because who are the Shalanaya? What does the Shalanaya mean? Well, the Shalanaya is the name of an extraterrestrial civilization, and their name means those who will come first. And Bashar has indicated that, in point of fact, the Shalanaya are in the skies of Earth, and they have been connected with the phenomenon known as the Phoenix Lights. And the last time that that phenomenon occurred, apparently there was a craft about a mile and a half in length that was wedge-shaped that hovered over the Phoenix area for quite a long time. This particular event, according to Bashar, will happen again in 2010 and again in the Arizona area. And he also indicates that closer to 2012 that the Shalanaya will also be seen at various sacred sites around the planet. So, and for those who are not familiar with Bashar represents himself as an Esasani. And also in my ebooks, and that's at maxwellgreenside.com, I also allude to the basic teachings of Bashar. So if you're interested in sort of a concise putting together of the Bashar teachings, they can be found in the ebooks there. And just for your information, also at that site there are some free downloads. And also, we're talking this evening about a lot of powerful techniques, and one of the most powerful is the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And even Bashar says it's a doozy, and it truly is. And for those who are interested in having their own copy and instructions on how to do the XYZ meditation, that's also at maxwellgreensight.com. There's actually an one-hour audio. It's in one of the early programs of ET Yoga. And on that on one of the shows near the end, it's about a 10-minute meditation. And if you're interested in doing an extraterrestrial meditation, that's where to find it. And you can also find it at Bashar.org under, it's one of the tapes on, he did a session on teaching people to be channels. And the technique is very powerful to the point that when you do it regularly, you can be open to any level of consciousness. So it's a very, I find it, you know, the ones that you're drawn to are clearly the most important techniques for you at that time. And I just find everything about that one is just a phenomenal one. So I'd like to pass that on, that if you want to do an extraterrestrial meditation, and I think once you've done it, you'll realize that it's a very powerful technique, and certainly one that looks like it's reflective of higher consciousness. So in summary of the tonight's program, I'd like to again state that you want more information about Egyptian healing rods, go to www.egyptianhealingrods.com. If you're looking for crop circles, go to Janosch Sacred Geometry. If you're looking for the Syrian Revelations, that would be Patricia Corey's Syrian Revelations. And if you're looking for an extraterrestrial meditation, you can find that at www.maxwellgreensight.com. And next week, our show is going to be about the true history of the Earth as information coming from the founders. So if you're interested about where we came from, or we're going to be doing some connections with Billy Meyer's material, UFO from the Pleiades. And if you haven't heard about Billy or his experiences, I would highly recommend you do that. And next week we're going to be connecting Billy with the founders, and we'll be spending a fair amount of the portion next week on the true history of the Earth. And in the interim, my sincere wishes for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.